السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, and whosoever may be listening over the receivers. I mentioned last week that we will not be having a full power bayan, as I call it, dhamadham mast qalandar bayan, on the virtues of Ashura or on the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. I had indicated that we will just have a short talk, because in reality the day of Ashura, it did not gain its significance because of the martyrdom of Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. The martyrdom or shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, it gained multiplied rewards because it took place on the 10th of Muharram. Otherwise, this day of the Ashura, as you know by now, there's so much of literature that has been distributed and talks that have taken place, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had declared this day of Ashura a day of virtue significance from the time that He created the heavens and the earth. So many incidents have taken place in this Mubarak day. And prior to the fasting of Ramadan having become farz upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fast which was farz, obligatory, was the fast of the 10th of Muharram. And according to the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba state that besides the other fast that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to keep after the fast of Ramadan became farz, the other fast that he used to keep in Shaban and other months, but the fast that he was really looking forward to, which he used to really look forward to keeping, was the fast of the 10th of Muharram. This 10th of Muharram, there are many incidents that have been attributed to having taken place in this particular day. However, some of them are authentic and some of them are not so authentic. But the muhaddiseen in the science of hadith, we have the different categories of hadith. So when it comes to virtues, then if there is some hadith which may not be of the sahih category, but even if it is of the za'if category, as long as it's a hadith sharif and there are others that are collaborating it, then they accept that when it comes to virtues. But they don't prove any hukam or order of Allah Ta'ala with any kind of za'if hadith. Now that's a different subject, I'm not going into detail on that. So therefore what we normally say is that the mu'arrikhin, the historians, have recorded many, many incidents, of which some are mentioned in the hadith sharif and they are authentic and reliable, and many others are not so reliable. But for example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's salvation and najat, and his people's najat and salvation from the tyranny of Fir'aun or Pharaoh. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Madina sharif, And there when he saw the Jews were also fasting, and he was informed that these Jews are fasting on the 10th of Muharram too. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam queried that, why are you fasting? They said, because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given najat and salvation on this day. So he said, we are more entitled to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you are. So next year inshallah we'll keep fast on the 9th. Or add, that is why they say you add on one more, either make it 9th and 10th or make it 10th and 11th. However, here again we must not go on to extremes. In these days the Jews don't really keep fast. They are more interested in the dollars and the pounds and the rands and cents. They don't have the time to fast these days. They are more interested in all the corruption, mischief and fitnas that they create in the world, where they got time to fast and pray. Nevertheless, if a person for some reason or the other keeps just the fast of the 10th of Muharram, then we should not condemn that person to the fire of Jahannam as if he committed some major sin. It is mustahab to keep one this way and one that way. But many a times a person, when you tell him keep two fasts, so now he gives it up altogether. So then we say, then you rather keep that one, 10th of Muharram one. And that too, if a person does not keep for whatever reason or no valid reason to, then too we should not give that importance to it as that we would attach to a farz fast. But looking at the virtue and the significance, and especially in these days, now the days are not so long too. So if a person is not sick, he's healthy, he's fit and all, so then he should keep a fast, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it the means of a compensation of his minor sins, what he has committed for the past year. Now so many minor sins we commit, Allah ta'ala will forgive that because of this one fast. And then there are other virtues also. So this is one of the things that is to be done on the 10th of Muharram. That is the fast of the 10th of Muharram. Another thing which is mentioned in most of the kitabs is that if a person is generous and to his family on the 10th of Muharram, he extends a little more generosity. If the person was supplying a certain amount of food and drink, then he increases that a little. He buys them some good clothes. But again, not going to the banks and borrowing on interest and fulfilling some sunnah. The person that does not use the credit card and say that Maulana said that we must be a little more generous. So now you have the use of this credit card, go to the shops and buy. Go to town shopping and then we can pay over 24 months. So that payment of interest will not bring barakat, it will bring bala. It will bring musiba. It will bring all kinds of problems in the family, in that individual's life. There will be so much of chaos. We are always told that sicknesses are caused for various reasons. Like if a person has got a heart problem, they'll say it could be stress, it could be overweight, it could be smoking, it could be this, could be that. They have so many different things. In the same way, if a person has got sugar, it's not necessary only if he's eating extra chocolates and barfi and mitai that he gets sugar. There can be so many other reasons. So in the same way, we don't know what connection is with what. But if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the effect of sins is going to be disputes and arguments and quarrels and fights and all other kinds of problems, then it is going to happen. Now this sin of interest, or the sin of zina, the sin of missing namazes, all these type of sins, they bring different kinds of problems. Now I have seen personally in my 30 years or more after returning from India, so many families which were united. There was so much of unity. They were like one soul, one body. But when the insurance money came, the haram money, and the dispute started, and from there the family split up. Brothers who used to be so thick and thin that they couldn't do without each other's company, brothers. But the time came when they were not prepared to look at each other. And where it started from? Because a huge amount of money came from an insurance policy. Now that is where the dispute started. There are so many incidents of this nature. Take any family in which they are watching haram, filth on the television, and ask and let me know if there's unity and happiness in that family. That home or those homes and those rooms where the filth is being watched, there is no shortage of evidence, the amount of problems that they are facing. Different kinds of arguments, forums, problems. There is a connection somewhere between sins and afat, musibat, bala. For those who have got a connection with Allah Ta'ala, we are not in that category. We are the sinful ones. But those who have got a connection with Allah Ta'ala, they too go through different kinds of problems in their lives and tests and trials. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions also went through so much of trials. But in their trials also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them a kind of sukood in their hearts. They have a kind of serenity, tranquility, a kind of contentment, a kind of enjoyment within the heart, even in that sickness, even in that poverty, even in the battlefield when their legs are cut off and their hands are cut off and their blood is flowing. In fact, at that time also they are desirous of martyrdom. So what is it? It is that sukoon that Allah Ta'ala gives them. And when it is an azab and a bala, then the person's life is made miserable. So what I was discussing was, I think, about the credit card, yes. That if you make, or if you spend a little more on the family, and you're going to get barakah throughout the year because of that extra expenditure. Now if a person is fasting, then of course he's going to buy the items and then they're going to cook during the day and eat at iftar time. Or he's going to give something as a gift to the children or to the family. And if he's going to get barakah throughout the year, then we can imagine from that if a person has to give to the poor, to the needy, to those who are in need, destitute, to those who do not even have one meal for the day. Now when this person is going to buy a few loaves of bread or a little bit of sugar and some flour or something like that and go and give it to those families that he knows that they are poor and in need, then how much more barakat he is going to get? So that is another thing that has to be done, that on the 10th of Muharram, which is the day of Ashura, then a person should extend his generosity and kindness. Now that is what we know as material generosity. But I want to give you one thing more than that. And of course this is not a masla or it is not a hadith sharif, but there are certain things we term as lataif and nukat. That's something that comes to my mind. Is that we always take it for granted that it is material generosity. And that is correct, that you may extend your dastarkhan a little more, you have a few more items of food or something like that given to the children and family. But you think that children, or you think that those children and that family is going to enjoy that food, no matter how much of a luxury it may be on the 10th of Muharram. No matter how much we may extend this generosity on the 10th of Muharram, but do we think that that family is going to enjoy that meal if we have abused them emotionally, mentally, physically? Then you think they are going to enjoy that. If the wife is suffering at the hands of the husband, or the husband is suffering at the hands of the wife, it can be both ways. Or the children are suffering because of the parents. There are so many children who are suffering because of the parents. The parents are quarreling, fighting, arguing in front of the children. They're swearing each other, cursing each other. So they are traumatized. Now on that day you extend the dastarkhan and you say, 10th of Muharram, so I brought extra meat for you and extra fish for you. And so you think they're going to enjoy it. So this 10th of Muharram must be a day also for extending that which we may term a spiritual or manavi generosity. That you cannot see it, but it means that you go the extra mile to be kind, to be good to your family, to your children, and it's an ideal opportunity, it's an ideal occasion to ask for forgiveness also. Because the person can say, look, it's the 10th of Muharram, and it is the experience of the awliya-i kiram and of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever you do on this 10th of Muharram, the effects of that are seen throughout the year. If a person extends the dastarkhan, his generosity, then he sees the barakat throughout the year. Then in the same way, the person will see the barakat of other things also, what he is going to do on this Mubarak day. Therefore, I always tell to my young friends that I know it is very difficult. It is very, very difficult to restrain yourself from certain sins. And especially in these days, the sins of watching the filth on the internet, on the television, or seeing in the magazines, or engaging in illicit love relationships, or taking drugs and other bad habits. Now, some of them cannot restrain themselves even for a single moment or a single day from these sins. So I tell them, this Mubarak day, the 10th of Muharram, for one day, make up your mind that from the morning till the evening, I am not going to indulge in even one sin. I will try my level best to abstain totally from all sins. Now, how much does it take just for one day? And then during that day, the person keeps making dua, istighfar, tawbah. Of course, he doesn't sit on the musalla 24 hours, but whatever time he gets, make some ibadat and pray to Allah Ta'ala and ask for forgiveness of sins and ask Allah Ta'ala to give him the himmat and courage to give it up for the rest of the year too. Then inshallah, at least he will see a difference in his life for the rest of the year. Even if he goes back to those habits, but there will be some force that will pull him, some force that will tell him that you are doing the wrong thing. Try it out and see. There are many, many who have done that, and they've written to me and they've said, then Mawlana, what you said is the truth, that before this, it never used to even bother us that we are indulging in this haram. But although after the 10th of Muharram again, we went back to some sins, but there was always some force that was pulling us. Our conscience was warning us that you are indulging in haram. And the person was making tawbah, tawbah, and alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala got them out. So that is another thing that should be done on this 10th of Muharram. Then the third thing, which is the most important thing, is that Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah of nations in the past, and Allah Ta'ala will do so in future, as has been mentioned in the hadith. So it is a day in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala extends His forgiveness. Now all of us are sinful servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we are in serious need of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy. And especially at present, when we know what difficult times that we are facing and what trials the ummah is going through. Palestine, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give hidayat to those Arab governments and to those Muslim rulers to come to the assistance of those who are fighting with stones. Homes are being bulldozed day and night, bombs are being rained. Mercilessly people are killed, innocent women and children. Of course, I have mentioned before too, and I have no hesitation in mentioning that sometimes it is a reaction of our own sins. In the fight against injustice, we ourselves must not become unjust. And I have given this example before, and I repeat, and I have no problem with anybody having a different opinion, but this is what I believe to be the truth, that if you want to fight injustice, then you must not become unjust yourself. Going into a bus or going into a school or going into a supermarket and blowing up innocent women and children, even though they may be the wives and children of the enemies, which Shariat allows that, then we have to face the consequences too. And I said, it is just fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has put the fear of death into the hearts of the Jews. That is one thing, they fear death. A Muslim looks forward to death. But what if suddenly those Jews also get that same kind of josh? So they say the best place is Arafat. or the best place is Hajj, or at the time of Hajj when the buses are heading for Mina and Arafat. So let us also get into Makkah Sharif in the garb of Muslims, and then let us blow up those buses there. Then what would we say? So if you want to fight, fight the enemies who are fighting against you. Even if you blow up two soldiers of the Jews, it is better than blowing up 100 women and children. Now if we say that they have captured our land, then in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said that don't kill the women, don't kill the children. So much so that don't even kill their rabbis if they are not actively involved in the battle, or they are not encouraging and promoting. Now all those things are mentioned there. So sometimes it is a reaction. But nevertheless, what I am saying is that we know the suffering that they are going through in the defense of their land, in the defense of their deen. So it is a day in which we should also make a lot of tawbah, istighfar and pray. Then we know the whole world marched, but still the arrogant Bush is not interested, and he is determined with his chelas and with his allies to still bombard Iraq. The martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is connected with Iraq. If I have to discuss that martyrdom, we can go on the whole night. But there too there was a principle for which he gave his life. And he was prepared to go through everything, but he was not prepared to sacrifice a principle of Islam. He believed that Yazid was not the right person for leadership of the Muslim Ummah, for Khilafat, and therefore he opposed. And then happened whatever happened, and the tragic incident of Karbala took place. That Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we ride, or our children will ride in Mercedes-Benz and BMWs and all kinds of cars. Ha! Sayyidina Hussein and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to ride on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he used to go into sajda, sometimes they used to come and sit down on his back. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had such love for his grandchildren. And he was informed also that this is what is going to happen. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not pray that, oh Allah, don't let it happen. Imagine, he was informed, but he didn't say that, oh Allah, don't let my grandson become shaheed. Because this shahadat was such a great status that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, it is my desire, it is my desire that I become shaheed, then I be given life, then I become shaheed, then I be given life. Tawadittu an uqtal summa ufiya summa uqtal summa uja. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is desiring. But if only his desire was fulfilled, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Quran Sharif, which had said, Yasimuka minan nas, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from the people, then that would have gone wrong. So Allah Ta'ala protected Rasulullah from that shahadat. But he too was given poison. And then I've mentioned many times that if you look at the history of the Muslim Ummah from the Sahaba's times, especially in the time of the Sahaba Ikiram, or the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's son-in-law Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is martyred. His father-in-law Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the Musalla Fajr time, he is stabbed. And he passes away on the 1st of Muharram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's son-in-law Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's family members, so many of them were martyred. So shahadat is not a thing that you have a mourning session over that. Of course it is a tragic incident, and the Muslims were not told that you must just go in the battlefield and give your lives and get shahadat. Shahadat is a great status, but it was not one of those things that you just go and give your life. In the Quran Sharif it says that they kill and they are killed. That means in the battlefield they make the effort to kill the enemy. And then in the process, sometimes they also get killed. So these are the three things that we have to do on this 10th of Muharram. And I mentioned before too, that it is not the night. We have Shab-e-Barat, we have Shab-e-Qadr, but this is the day. So we are so fortunate that tomorrow is the day of Jummah, which is Eid for the Muslims. Great virtues of Jummah. And to add to that, we have got the 10th of Muharram. Qiyamah will also take place. It will be a Jummah, the 10th of Muharram. So this is a Mubarak day, and we've got 10th of Muharram. So we can just imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy will be unlimited. So we must make the best of the opportunity. It's a busy day, or it may be a busy day for many business people. But that does not mean that we must ignore this Mubarak day, that our whole time goes nothing but in the business. If the government has to suddenly say that everybody must close tomorrow at 3 o'clock, or if suddenly there is a march past our shops, and there's great fear that if we are going to keep the doors open, then they will go dash into our shops and steal and murder and kill, then see how we close and run from there. So for the sake of achieving these Mubarak Namats of Allah Ta'ala, especially on a Jummah day, duas are most accepted also between the Asr and Maghrib, then that Durood Sharif, if somebody reads Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin in Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima 80 times after Asr on a Jummah day, 80 years sins of his are forgiven, minor sins we are talking about, 80 years ibadat sawab is given. Now imagine so much of rewards. So if we make a little effort and say, well, we'll close a little early and by 5 o'clock we'll get away to the masjid, make our Asr namaz and sit there till Maghrib, for whose benefit? Will somebody else benefit? When we are going to make tawbah, istighfar, ibadat and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, the benefit we are going to get. So at least stay away from sins and do whatever we can and engage in some ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins and the sins of the ummah at large, and pray that Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire ummah. Now these are the major things that have to be done. All other things which people have as customary practices has got nothing to do with Islam and Sharia, especially the taziyas which are taken out. We should not even be observers of such things. It's got nothing to do with Islam and with deen and with Sharia. And the best part is all schools of thought have condemned it as un-Islamic, except the Shias, who regard it as some kind of great virtue. So the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi and so many others, read their books, all have condemned it. So let us have nothing to do with those practices which are of the Shias, who hate some of the Sahabas. And not only that, they hate Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They hate and dislike Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Read their kitabs. They will read salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But have you seen any true Shia standing at the sides where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Umar are and conveying salam to them? So why should we participate in those actions which are part of their faith and beliefs? In fact, in this very thing where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said keep a fast on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th, it was a clear indication that we should not do those things which the enemies of Islam or those who are of a different faith and religion are indulging in. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and give the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. I don't have the strength to go on and on tonight, but we will just have Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's short zikr, and inshallah we'll make dua.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے.
For the benefit of my young friends, far too long, he says, of course he's not talking about himself, this is our condition. He says, far too long have I remained a useless person. Far too long have I wasted my time. Now, O Allah, make me a useful person. Look at the number of hours that Muslims are spending on the cricket ground. Number of hours watching television. Number of hours indulging in all kinds of useless, futile activities. And especially when Iraq, we know what is expected there. We can see what's happening in Palestine. We can see what's happening in Chechnya, Bosnia, and Kashmir, India, and Afghanistan. And at that time, namazes upon namazes are becoming qaza. Thousands of Muslims are on the grounds. No sign of namazes in their lives. Isolated few make namaz. Does it make a change? And then take 10 Muslims home if they are all in a line and go there Fajr time, take a drive pass and see how many lights come on. Or make a survey of 100 Muslim homes and see how many percent they are 5-time namazis. And then we want Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So let us make up our minds that at least we bring namazes in our lives.
بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں.
واللہ, everyone in your garden is a rose. Everyone in your garden is a flower. If there is a thorn, then it is myself. We should look at ourselves as thorns and everybody else as flowers, and not the other way round, that we look at ourselves as flowers and everybody else as thorns. We should see in our lives how many people we have injured, harmed, caused grief and sorrow to, and caused problems for, like thorns. How many persons we have injured. So we say, oh Allah, I am the thorn and everybody else is a flower. So, oh Allah, make me also a flower. Let there be fragrance in my life, that when the people inhale, they find an enjoyment in their hearts. In other words, let my akhlaq and my character and my behavior be such that people find comfort. They have no fear of dealing with me, of associating with me, of transacting with me, These days there's just fear, there's no trust at all. The person doesn't know whether I must deal with this Muslim brother or not. And so many people say, Maulana, it is better to deal with non-Muslims than dealing with Muslims. Na'uzu billah, now imagine what kind of statements we have had. We have to listen in these times. So he says, oh Allah, in your garden everybody is a flower, only I am a thorn.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon.
All my life, oh Allah, I remained useless, bekar.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Somebody is parked on someone's driveway, ND260255. Please go and remove your car immediately. 260255 and 87865. And ask whoever is the owner of that house and apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was your driveway. 87865-260-255.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
O Allah, you know what is the condition of my heart. We can hide from people, we can hide from our neighbors, we can hide from our wives and children. Can we hide our hearts from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the creator of that heart? What filthy condition our heart is in, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows very well. So let us make tawbah from our sins. How long are we going to continue living the life of hypocrites on the surface of this earth? That we claim our love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we disobey them day and night. That is the sign of munafiqs. And we all are in that category these days. So he says, oh Allah, you know what filthy condition my heart is in. How much of sins I am indulging in, you are well aware of. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Every hair of mine is immersed in sin. I am drowning in the ocean of sins. O Allah, who else is there that can pull me out of this ocean except you?
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. we all should think that this is the last day of our life. Not last day, last minute, last second of our lives. We have got absolutely no knowledge whether we will see the next day. And in these days, as I always say, of murders and hijackings and killings and accidents and earthquakes and all kinds of problems, we just don't know when the person suddenly leaves. So many incidents before our eyes. Then how can we be in sins when we just don't know when the angel of death will strike that sword? So what should we do then? He says, Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu mein. Oh Allah, since this is the last days of my life, so now let me live in your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me pass my life in that now. Now when the person is going to pass his life in the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does it mean now he won't eat good food, he won't wear good clothes, he won't travel in a good car? Doesn't mean that at all. All it means is that now he will discipline his life, he will regulate his life, he will live a life which is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul. He will still marry, he will bring up children, he will eat, he will travel, and still he is going to run his business and is going to do everything. The only thing, he will stay away from those things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. And when he is going to do that, then Allah Ta'ala will give him in his heart those diamonds which Shah Waliullah used to talk about. He said, oh you Mughal kings, when you are going to leave this world, you will go away. Your thrones will remain here, your crowns will remain here, and everything, your gold and silver and coins and diamond and rubies and pearls will remain here. But when Waliullah will go to the grave, he's going to take those diamonds with him which he has got in his heart. Those diamonds of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera. O Allah, let me remain in your love for the remaining days of my life and let me die in that love of yours. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. But oh my Allah, you are so merciful, you are so kind, you are so forgiving, you are so compassionate, you are so loving, you are so caring, you are so beautiful, oh my Allah, that I have great hopes in you, that no matter what I may be, no matter how much of sins I may have indulged in, no matter how much I may be drowning in the ocean of sins, but oh Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem is the one who gives without a person even deserving. Oh Allah, you gave me sight without my deserving. You gave me hearing and speech without my deserving. You gave me my heart, liver and lungs functioning without my deserving. Because I have disobeyed you so much, I don't deserve any ni'mat of yours. But oh Allah, when you have given me so much without my deserving, then to give me forgiveness also, oh Allah, I have great hopes that you will give it to me. That's how speak to Allah Ta'ala. Ha. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحب المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ Oh my compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before human beings. Oh Allah, on the 10th of Muharram, you forgave nations in the past. Ya Allah, bless us also with forgiveness of our sins. Oh my Allah, bless us also with forgiveness of sins. We know that it is because of our open rebellion against you that we are suffering every way in the world. Ya Allah, we indulge in major sins unconcerned, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, shame and haya and modesty has left our lives. Ya Allah, we acknowledge We are confessing before you, O Allah, that indeed we are great sinners. But O Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, we are extending them before you now so that you may forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become annoyed. Human beings become annoyed if we beg of them. Ey mere pyare Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited, O my beloved Allah. Therefore, we are seeking from you all the best, O my Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins.
forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, you saw us what we were doing even in the darkness of nights. For even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, you saw everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. You are aware of every movement of ours. It is just your compassion and kindness and forgiveness that you do not seize us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you and we thank you that you, O Allah, you did not seize us the moment we were committing sins. Nations in the past were destroyed over certain sins which we commit openly today, unconcerned, O my Allah. Pyare Khuda, but forgive all our sins. You dearly love forgiveness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. O Allah, we are pledging not to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites? Ya Allah, we want to become of those who are mukhlisin. Ya Allah, make us of the mukhlisin. What is it difficult for you, O Allah, to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, millions of hearts you changed. Those who had kufr and shirk in them, Ya Allah, you brought them to Islam and Iman. Ya Allah, the Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, they were from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara, the munafiqeen. But oh Allah, when they accepted Islam at the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they reached the status of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You were pleased with them and they were pleased with you. Oh my Allah, if you could have done that, you are still the same Allah. Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Hamara dil badal de mere Allah. Badal de mere pyare Allah. Hamara dil badal de. Ya Allah, ye ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Ya Allah, if men can undertake transplant of heart, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our bodies? Mere Allah, tere liye koi mushkil nahi hai. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with filthy passions and desires. Allah, our hearts are filled with malice. Our hearts are filled with envy and jealousy. Oh my beloved Allah, change our hearts. Ya Allah, put into our hearts the noor of taqwa. Put into our hearts the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of shukr. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Light up our hearts, O my beloved Allah, with the noor of salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light up our hearts with obedience. O my Allah, bless us with iman and yaqeen. Allah, bless us with trust and faith in you. O Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Allah, tera qurb naseeb farma, teri marifat naseeb farma, tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Give us such a bond with you, O my beloved Allah, such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to come anywhere close to you, for they know that if we're going to get the taste and the enjoyment of your closeness, then we will not listen to nafs and shaitan anymore. Ya Allah, hame teri marifat naseeb farma. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Rahim, Raham farma. Ay Kareem, Karam farma. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with long life, our children, our families with long life. Bless them with good health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals or homes, Ya Allah, give them cure and shifa. Ya Allah, we are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum bimar hai. Hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses can be a test. Sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and a mercy. But we are extremely weak and sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, change the weak health to that of strong health. Ya Allah, give us good health. both spiritual and physical. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, we are seeking from you that on the Mubarak day of Ashura, Ya Allah, ease their problems, remove them from all the difficulties. Ya Allah, safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Ya Allah, ummat-e-muslimah ko haram se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, give us the understanding there's going to be no barakat in borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, give us the understanding there's going to be no barakat if we are going to bring money that has been earned in the gambling den into our earnings. Ya Allah, give us the understanding and realization that in haram there's going to be nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, hum sab ko nek bana de. Ya Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, bless us with izzat. Ya Allah, hume izzat aur respect ata farma. Ya Allah, izzat wali zindagi naseeb farma. Al-afiyat wali zindagi ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, for whom so much of the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shed. That ummat for whom he cried and he cried and he cried. Allah, that ummat for whom he stood whole night and prayed. Allah, that ummat is suffering. It is suffering in Palestine, in Iraq, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Africa, and so many parts of the world. Where Allah, all the suffering also is not stirring our hearts. It is not causing us to turn towards you with repentance. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are still missing our namazes. We are still frequenting the vice dens of the world. We are still glued to the filthy programs on television. We are still glued to the filthy programs on the internet. Ay mere pyare Allah, give us the realization. Ay mere pyare Allah, ab to raham farma. Ya Allah, have mercy on the Palestinians. Ya Allah, unki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those Muslim governments. Ay mere pyare khuda, how can they be observing the destruction without doing anything about it? In fact, aiding and helping, oh my beloved Allah, the enemies against their own Muslim brothers and sisters. Mere Allah, just for a few dollars, mere pyare khuda, Turkey, Bahrain, Qatar, Pakistan, ha mere Allah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed of these munafiq governments, ha mere Allah, what kind of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Mere Allah, lekin hamara hal bhi wohi hai, we are none the better, oh my beloved Allah. We will also sell our iman for a few miserable coins. Mere Allah, do not test us. Mere pyare khuda, you are still the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr, that helped the Muslims in the battle of Uhud, that helped them in Khandaq, that helped them, oh my beloved Allah, in Hunain, and that was with them in Fatah Makkah. Mere Allah, you are the same Allah. Ya Allah, you send the Ababil to destroy the army of Abraha. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to Iman and Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Bless them also with Jannat. But oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept, and they are going to create obstacles, and they are bending backwards, oh my Allah, so that they may destroy the Muslim Ummah, then oh my beloved Allah, destroy their coalitions, destroy their alliances. Ya Allah, create division amongst their ranks. Oh Allah, cause the ships to sink, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, let the bombs rain on their own heads. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, hila de unko jis tarike se Aad aur Samud ko hilaya. Allah, bring embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation upon them. Allah, unke ghurur aur pride ko khatam farma. Just as, oh Allah, their pride came crushing with the crushing of, and the crashing of the towers. Allah, aaj bhi tu unke ghurur ko khatam kar de. Mere Allah, ummat-e-muslima ki madad kar de. Allah, on the Mubarak day, Oh my beloved Allah, make a decision of khair for the ummah. Allah, make a decision of a change in the condition of the ummah. Allah, in our country also, there is an effort to pass the legislation. Oh Allah, which will stifle all Islamic activities. Allah. Ya Allah, we will be in fear of our lives. We will be in fear, oh Allah, of making bayans openly in the masajid. We will be in fear of even making dua against these enemies. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, the anti-terror bill which is being fast-tracked through parliament. May Allah, we know that all these things are happening because of our sins, oh my Allah. We are not changing one bit our lives, and we want the conditions of the country to change. Oh Allah, we know that these tyrannical legislations, it is because of our a'mal. Our government is a reflection of our deeds and actions. Ya Allah, even if they don't have that legislation, they can still suppress and oppress and tyrannize. If you make the decision that they are going to be the cause of our azab, then, oh Allah, no power in the world can stop them and prevent them. But in the form of tadbir and means, oh my beloved Allah, we are praying to you that, oh Allah, do not allow this legislation to be passed. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, give realization to those Muslims who are supporting the legislation. That, oh Allah, it is not in the interest of the ummah. Mere pyare khuda, hum sab ko to hidayat naseeb farma. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our tijarat, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ey mere pyare khuda, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. We have seen janazas with our own eyes. We have shouldered janazas, oh my Allah. We have laid so many to rest in the graves, oh my Allah. We have lowered our parents, and some have lowered their children, and some have lowered their family members into the graves. Mere Allah, ek din hame bhi marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a theater or a cinema. Don't let the angel of death find us in any haram place. When the time of our death comes, oh Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Allah, Madina Tayyiba mein shahadat ki bahut naseeb farma. As the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let our soul depart. But oh Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you and does not remain attached to our worldly belongings. Mere pyare khuda, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, all the duas that he made for us, bless us with the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents, wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are being lashed by fitnas from our right and left, from behind us and in front of us, from above us through the satellites, oh my beloved Allah. Ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Fitnas in our businesses, in our homes, in our colleges, in our universities, in our programs. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. All the works of deed which are taking place, accept them. Allah, tabligh o dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala maal farma. Huzur Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. Our children will be ours. Our parents will be ours. Our family members will be ours. Our customers will be ours. Everyone will be ours. If you are not ours, then our governments will not be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our wives will not be ours. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Koi mujhse puche ve kya maangta hu, ve apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche ve kya maangta hu, ve apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, ve ho jaau uska, yehi raat din mein dua maangta hu. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا ان اللہ ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله